on to the second, and, you know, at that time it was just too late. Like, everything just happened so fast.
What do you attribute that to?
Excuse me?
Why did that happen? Why did it happen that way?
Honestly, don't know. I mean, I did everything right. I prepared. I trained as hard as I could coming up into this tournament, and just getting out there on the mat. You know, I mean, it could have been my weight cut. You know, it could have been nervous. It could have been whatever it is. But I mean, just getting out there on the mat. I don't know. I just didn't go out there and compete. I was hoping to win instead of wanting to win.
The nerves thing. I mean, that's been something you've had.
There was nothing of that nature there. It was just me not pulling the trigger and not wrestling like I normally wrestle. And he came out with a game plan, and, you know, his game plan worked, and I was just going out there just to wrestle and do what I do best and hope for a victory instead of, you know, taking a victory and winning, you know. And that's the difference between, you know, the guys that are still in it right now and the guys that are the best, you know. You can't hope to win. You got to go out there and do it yourself and take it.
Did it feel different when you got up on the stage? I mean, did it feel tight?
No, it was the same. It was just the same as any other tournament. I mean, it sucks.
Looks like you got a little out of position on that side headlock you had there when he got behind you. Was that a pretty key turning point in the match?
Yeah, in that period, that was actually that would have been the takedown to get my momentum going, and that kind of just, you know, that's when everything went downhill. After I thought I had a for sure takedown, I lost that, and then, you know, I bumped head, made him crack heads, and I fell right on my ass, and after that, you know, everything just started to go down, and I had to play catch up, you know, instead of working my offense and being in control.
You bumped heads, and that sort of knocked you.
I was out of it for a little bit, and I didn't get my composure back until we got back on top. So,
how has your health been leading up to this?
It's been well. Just battled a few concussions here and there, but besides that, I've been doing well.
Did that have an effect at all?
I mean, when I hit my head today, I was out of it for a second, but that didn't have effect with the match or anything like that. Just that moment.
When he went to the swirl late, it seemed like he knew.
Yeah. Like I said, he had a game plan, and he did, you know, as soon as it came, you know, he was waiting for it, and he was ready. And, I mean, it's tough to win a match when you're playing catch-up. If I would have got that college still in that second period, I would have had the lead, you know, and I couldn't control the match the whole time, but stuff happens. My coach talked to me and told me that I'm young. You know, I'm 20 years old. I got plenty of medals and world titles to win. And no matter what, he still thinks that I'm a champion. And I train this, like, and everybody works hard as me. And I train as hard as I can. But, you know, you never know if you get that opportunity again. And you never know. Anything can happen any given day, any second. And this is my chance today, you know, and I know that for a fact. And I kind of, you know, I let it go. And, I mean, that's my mindset. And I don't hope, I mean, for another chance, you know. I'm going to try my hardest, you know, to make it back to this Olympic stage, you know, and go out there and try to get what I wanted and what I failed to get. But I'm just going to keep doing what I do best and go back in the room and train hard and train even harder than I have been and try to put myself in a better position to bring home a medal. And I got on for a few days then, but I mean, I don't think that really had an effect on anything. I mean, if you're a wrestler, you know, wrestling mat is like your habitat, you know, like, you know it, you know. And I mean, I know the mat, and the difference, you know, it's just me battling with that guy out there one-on-one and just coming out on top. The mat, having mat time didn't have anything to do with it. I trained as hard as I could, being on and off the mat, and this didn't come through.
You had a lot of support, Park people in the stand. What was that like?
I knew everybody was here. My family's here. I was happy and excited for everybody to come out here and support me. And I didn't really, like, I heard them cheering and everything, but, you know, I kind of blacked everything out going out to the mat. And I just tell them sorry for, you know, everything that happened. And I tried as hard as I could. I trained as hard as I could, and it's not much, you know, nothing left that I can do now.
What did it mean to you? They had that fundraiser to help your mom and your brothers. Now, what did that mean to you? That
it meant a lot to me. I was happy that Coach Kyle gathered that all together, and he's capable of raising the money for my family to come out here. And my mom, you know, brother, sister, first time ever going overseas, and, you know, their second time even getting on a plane before. And, you know, like they told me, you know, before it even happened, you know, how much it meant to them as well. And just being able to have this experience, you know, all together, just our whole family. And, I mean, because we're raised in different environment, different neighborhood, and just coming up and just experiencing stuff like this was pretty big for my family. But, I mean, for me, you know, it was go big, go home, and that's it.
That comes to mind is
like, I mean, there's no balance. It was just wrestling, you know, and going out there and getting a victory, or going out there and at least getting a medal. And I wanted gold, and you know, and before you know the tournament started, I believed in everything, and I, you know, I thought that I can do it. I was capable of doing it, and everything that I, you know, everybody's been through a lot all their life. You know, each and every athlete have something that they, adversity that they had to overcome to get to where they are. And you know, I don't want, you know, to have a spotlight on me for anything. And I mean, wrestling was my main focus, and despite, you know, whatever I had to go through, you know, whenever I had to go through it, I'm here right now, you know, and this was the task at hand, and I didn't get it done.
What would you do differently if you could go back? Is your preparation or the match?
I would go out and force my style right off the bat. In the beginning, you know, I was wrestling hard, but I wasn't, you know, really scoring or getting in position to score. And then the second period, you know, I turned it up even higher. And, you know, I got myself in positions to score, and I just didn't capitalize on it. And then a little couple mistakes, and I had to play catch up. But, you know, I'll pull it off right off the bat. I wouldn't try to fill them out. You know, I'll just be Ellis.
What's been your experience just being here?
Honestly, no. I mean, when I got here, I was just focused on wrestling, and going through my head was getting my weight down and just prep for this day and do whatever I can to be ready for this day. And I mean, there's been no real experience. I mean, I've sat in a room and watched, you know, athletes win their medals. You know, I watched Usain Bolt win this medal, Gabby Douglas, you know, and just other athletes. And, it, you know, it feels good, you know, just to see them win their medal, and just to see, you know, like, knowing everything that they went through, and all athletes go through a lot to get to where they are. And then you got the people, you know, you see who don't make it, who are just right there, who've been there before. And, like, you know, that hits you at the same time, too. And, you know, it kind of got to me before the tournament. I thought about it, like, wow, that's got to feel great to get a medal. And I put myself in a position of not getting anything, too, and, like, thought about how crappy it'll feel. And, I mean, it feels, I can't even explain, it feels bad. And I, being young, that doesn't come in mind. That has nothing to do with, anything at all from this point. Being here and getting the medal and just, you know, going out there and performing for my country was a task at hand. And despite my age or whatever, I had my chance, I had my opportunity, and didn't take it.
You said that your loss your senior year is the worst pain, and you had to deal with the wrestling, and nothing would ever change. Do you still feel that way now?
No, I mean, I can't even think about that right now. I feel this right here is because I feel like so many people supported me from back home, and so many people, you know, wanted me to do well, and along with all my fans and my family, and everything that we had to go through to get them here, and everything I had to go through these past 4 years. You know, I've only been on the mat for 2 years. I've been injured a lot, and I've bust my balls for about this whole year. I mean, I've went as hard as I can. I've worked as hard as I can, and I honestly just, I don't know. I mean, maybe it wasn't, you know, God's plan for me to win.